Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, global tribe of disruptors. This is Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics. Today's show on Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption is So what you want? I was trying to do the Beastie Boys. So what you want? I think that was a little better, right?
That was better.
We are live every Sunday on WHCR, WHCR.org, 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem. And you can catch me live on my Facebook page, Nick Papadopoulos. And a quick reminder, for those who are listening for the, watching for the first time, WHCR 90.3 FM is an independent, non-commercial community radio station, again, known as the Voice of Harlem. So please contribute so we can continue to thrive and serve you. You can contribute by emailing me at coachnick@coachnick.com, and I'll send you a link to contribute, or you can send a payment into WHCR 90.3 FM. Happy Sunday. Happy start to the week. You are listening again to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. I'm Coach Nick, author, speaker, and facilitator around transformational and leadership topics, and a committed disruptor. Why we're here? To awaken humanity so everyone, and I mean everyone, gets to leave their mark. I deliver transformation and disruption in the areas of leadership development, corporate culture and engagement, team development and dynamics, and personal development. Coach Nick and the Dudes have a men's group here in New York City. In fact, come as a guest. We have a meeting tomorrow night, which is May the 22nd. We also have a couple of sessions in June, so come as a guest. Email me at coachnick@coachnick.com for more information. The Dudes also have a political social action group that I started with a bunch of friends. If you want to get on the court and stay involved, we've got a meeting coming up this week as well. It's a busy week, May 23rd, Tuesday, 6 p.m. here in New York. Again, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com for more information about that. So today's show is So What You Want. So what you want. I did that better this time. So, you know, there's a saying that you are what you eat, right? In the health and well-being space, often that's a sentiment that many of us have heard. They say you are what you eat. So today's show is about you are what you think, you are what you talk about, you are what you feel, you are what your eye is on. So we start the first segment with Nick's riff and opening thoughts. The second segment is the say what when we share an article related to our topic. In the third segment, we have Ask a Dudette with our guest, Giselle. And then in the fourth segment, we have Parting Shots. In the studio, we have a very dear friend, Sam Leibowitz, who is the conscious consultant. The Dudes of Disruption, Coach Nick, started our radio career on Sam's network. I'll have Sam say a little bit more about that right now.
Dude. So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, I've been running now 7 years, believe it or not. I've been running Talking Alternative Broadcasting, which is New York's premier online talk radio network.
Awesome.
And you can all find out about it at talkradio.nyc.
Awesome. Welcome, Sam. And so, thanks as I said, so we start every show in the first segment with Nick's riff.
I know that, dude.
All right. We start Nick's riff with a quote to help set a context, Sam.
All right.
So good to have you in the studio.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me back a
Absolutely.
Second time. I'm amazed.
I'm amazed, exactly. So we're talking about So What You Want. I thought you were such an appropriate guest for this conversation, and folks will see in a moment as we go through this talk. So our quote to start the show is from Shakespeare. Mm. I want to impress you this week.
Oh, getting all intellectual on
exactly.
This, huh?
So here's Shakespeare quote. Nothing is unless our thinking makes it so.
Ah, beautiful quote.
Nothing is unless our thinking makes it so. Reminds me a little bit of Gandhi's quote, which is, what he thinks, he becomes. Mm-hmm. Why do you like this quote, Sam? You said, hey, I like that.
Oh, I love it. I love it because everything is a thought first.
Okay.
Right? This studio here that we're in right now, this was an image in somebody's mind before it got created.
Right.
You know, the radio station, your show, it all starts with a thought.
Yes.
It all starts with a seed of an idea in our minds before it, long, long before it ever becomes physical.
And you can apply that, obviously, to our personal relationships at home, in our community. You can apply that to work.
To everything, yeah.
Business ideas, teams, projects, initiatives, whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
You know, I love the Walt Disney sentiment, which is, remember, it all started with a mouse.
Right, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. I mean, and look at it today, to your point. So, Sam, today's conversation is about disrupting. This is what the disruption is today. Today's disruption is the obsession that we have often, that many of us have, with the doing and the how we are going to do something, how we're going to do it and by when we want to accomplish something or when we want to generate results. We are obsessed as a culture about planning, about to-do lists, about prioritizing, about thinking all the details, all the different steps. And by the way, that's okay.
Right.
Those are important, okay? The disruption is not to do away with that.
Right.
The disruption is to include and to first start with and focus first on what it is you want. What is it that you're committed to and why are you committed to it? And getting connected emotionally to the why. So the disruption is start first with what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
What is your commitment? What are you going after and why? Why is it so important?
Right.
What does it mean to you? What does it mean to the world? You know, we spend more time during the day and let me say it this way. What I would want people to do is to spend more time during the day and during our week and weekends in imagining, in visualizing, in making declarations, in making big hairy declarations, and spending actually a little less time on writing the to-do list and getting bogged down in all the details of life. I believe, this is just, again, a perspective that we want to offer today, is that when we start first with what you want, what you're committed to, and why, right, that provides a higher level or a different level of creativity, a different level of energy,
right,
a different level even of inclusivity, if you will, versus when you get bogged down with what's the details, what's the priority, what's the to-do list, well, you know, let's make sure we cover all our bases, right? You know, let's make sure that everything, you know, everything has been covered and you know, researched, right? Again, that's important as well. However, the disruption today, the opportunity is to start first with the what you want, what you're committed to, and why. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, a couple of things come to mind, first of all, in hearing you say that. The first is, you know that old quote, man plans and God laughs?
Yes.
Because, you know, we can make all these amazing plans and then life happens.
Yes.
And life takes us in a totally different direction.
Yes.
And it's important to remember that we're human beings, not human doings.
Human beings, not human doings.
Exactly.
Look at you, Sam. drop the mic if you could. Don't drop the mic. The studio may get upset.
I'll move the mic.
Yes.
We go.
There you go.
All right. So, I mean, the important thing is yes, it's lining up with what it is that we want to create.
Yes.
And, you know, that alignment is a very much internal process. And that when we take the time to do that internal and energetic alignment first, then our actions become much easier, much smoother.
Yes.
They flow much better.
Yes.
But if we don't take the time to sort of line things up internally first, then it's like we're running uphill in quicksand. It takes a lot more effort. We're forcing things.
Yes.
And you know what? We have enough stuff that we want to do. We don't need to expend extra energy if we don't have to.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's also when we take that moment to sit and meditate and feel into what it is that we're trying to accomplish, it becomes a greater source of power, of energy, that when things don't go the way we expect them to, when life throws a monkey wrench in our way, we know how to flow around it, to pivot, to be more flexible.
Yes.
Because it's not the important part about the journey is not the actual steps. It's enjoying the journey along the way.
Yes, yes.
As long as we know where we want to go, it's all right if things don't go quite the way we want. It's where we want to end up.
It's interesting you said about enjoying the journey. Yeah. Last week, I believe it was last week, uh-huh. one of my favorite players on my favorite team, the New York Yankees, Derek Jeter, uh-huh. had his number retired by the New York Yankees. And they had an interview, they had a series of interviews with him.
Right.
And ESPN asked him a couple of questions. They said, if you were to give advice or recommendation to others about what's important and how to win at this game of life or the business that you're in, he said two things. He said, dream big, mm-hmm. and never, ever, ever let anybody tell you otherwise. So dream big, right? And the second is, he said, enjoy the journey. Yeah. He goes, have fun inside of it.
Absolutely, right? It's all about the dash.
Yes.
You heard that quote? It's all about the dash. When someone comes, looks at your tombstone, there's a birth date, there's a death date, but our life is in the dash in between.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we rushing to? We're not going to take any of this with us.
Right.
It's about the journey. It's about each step. We
right.
only have the present moment.
Right.
So let's make the most out of the present moment.
I agree. I'll give you an example of what I mean about focusing first on what you want, what you're committed to, and why, versus the how and all the doing, right? So I'm in the process of writing a novel. Actually, in fact, I have completed the first draft. So I'm co-authoring, I should say, to be accurate. Co-authoring a novel around male transformation.
Awesome.
And we just completed the first draft. We're now editing the first draft and preparing to then go into the second draft. And I am very focused on the what I'm committed to. What I'm committed to is having a New York Times best-selling novel, okay? And what I'm also committed to is having that novel turn into a movie, okay? I really believe it has the makings for it. I believe it in my core, right? And why, Sam, again, this goes back to starting with the why, is because I'm really committed to men being different. I'm really committed to men redefining what it means to be a man in 2017. I'm really committed to people having having freedom through being awakened, right? Eliminating blind spots or disrupting their blind spots, right? And for men to show up differently in the world, because I think when men show up different in the world, something different is possible, right?
Always.
Now, in that whole sentiment that I just shared, there's nothing about how I'm going to do all that.
Right.
There's nothing about the details, what comes first, second, third, or fourth, right? I mean, there's some obvious things like you have to write it first before anything happens. However, I really believe in my heart that the clearer I get about the what and the why, and the stronger that I am emotionally to the what and the why, the people who are going to support us in getting it published, the people who are going to support us in getting it out into the movies, if you will, the people who are going to be out there, you know, advocating, they're going to show up.
It's you know, so funny you mentioned this, because
you're writing a book too.
I just started. I literally just started in like the last month, because about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I went to Israel to see my family,
right?
And I had a lot of extra time to just kind of chill. And at night, I was lying in bed, and I just got this idea for sort of a science fiction adventure fantasy spiritual, and I would say novel, except it's like more like three or four books.
Awesome.
And I know what I'm committed to, and that's to create this storyline, this view of the world that's epic.
Yes.
That reaches people in and has that spiritual story to it. For the people who want to see that it's there.
Yes.
And so I'm committed to that, like reaching as many people as possible. Also, like turning, I could see it being a movie.
Yes.
I could see it being a comic book, graphic novel, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome. So let's keep this conversation going, Sam. The question for our audience is, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Literally, what do you want, like really, and why? More when we come back. Your phone calls at 212-650-6903. Please send in your online comments as well. Our first song is All right. You're listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics, your automatic way of being, your automatic way of doing, your automatic way of thinking, not because your ways of thinking, being, doing is wrong. At the same time, there's something to make choices from an awakened place. Make choices with eyes wide open. You may choose the same again, just choosing with eyes wide open. And there's something different in the experience when you do that. Special guest in the studio, Sam Leibowitz, the conscious consultant and a dear friend. This week we're talking about So What You Want, and that was the Beastie Boys, Sam. So What You Want, which was sort of the inspiration to this. You know, before we jump into the second segment, one of the things that we talked about in that first segment was about starting with the what and the why. And I think one of the reasons why I recommend doing that is because sometimes when we get caught in the details and how it's going to happen and by when it's going to happen, fear starts to creep in. I think that what happens is you start to think of all the reasons why you shouldn't or you can't or you won't get something done.
Could go wrong.
And all the things that could go wrong. And all of a sudden, what you start to do is not only let the fear and the doubt creep into your consciousness. What you're also starting to do now is even operate from a past-based paradigm. Hey, I've never written a book before, so why do I think I can write a book now? Of course you can. It's all made up. And any moment you can make a declaration and choose something different, right?
Right.
So that's why, again, I'm a big proponent on starting with the what you want, what you're committed to, and why do you want it? Why? Like, why is it important to you? Why is it important to the world? So, Sam, let me ask you this question before we jump into, because we're in the Say What segment of the show, where we share an article. And the article, the article is called Five Reasons the Law of Attraction Isn't Making You Money by Meredith Bissaker, and this was on the Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm bringing up the Law of Attraction because some of what I'm sharing, if people had to put some term around it, they may say, hey, this sounds a little bit like the law of attraction. Is that fair?
Yeah, because it's in the popular syntax now, and ever since The Secret came out, it's like in the mainstream, everybody knows the law of attraction. Most people don't know what it's about and don't know where it came from.
Right, gotcha. So Meredith Bissaker, Huffington Post, Five Reasons the Law of Attraction Isn't Making You Money. And what she said was she wrote the article, and she gives these five reasons because she realized, she became awakened, which is our purpose, to limiting beliefs that she had that were blocking her from actually receiving money, receiving opportunities. I mean, think about that. She was actually blocking.
Sure.
Now, was she doing that consciously?
Nope.
Probably not, right?
Nope.
Most of us are not, right? Most of us would say, no, I'm not blocked. Of course I want more money. Of course I want more business opportunities. Of course I want more opportunities to generate and generate results, right? Yeah. So what she said was, I realized I had some limiting beliefs. I started to understand, she said, that I was putting up blocks between myself and clients and income that I actually wanted, right? So she came up with the five reasons. So I'd like to get a comment after each of the reasons, right?
Sure.
What your interpretation of what she means, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is, the first of five, from this article, Five Reasons the Law of Attraction Isn't Making You Money by Meredith Bissaker. She says the first one is, you're attached to the outcome.
Yeah, huge.
So you agree with Meredith?
Totally, because attachment always leads to disappointment.
Okay.
Always.
Why do people get attached, Sam?
Oh, because we think it's all about the nice, shiny object.
Okay.
And it's not.
What is it about then?
It's about the journey again, but it's about how it makes us feel. You see, we get too attached on the physical, on the, you know, the actual having of the thing, on accomplishment, because this society is so big on being productive and accomplishing things.
Right.
And that's totally what it's not about.
Yeah. Well, I love you said about the feel part. The feel part is the why part.
Right.
Why you want it in the first place.
Right. And there's only one reason why we want anything.
Exactly. Which
only
is?
To make us feel good.
Yes.
That's
fulfillment.
The only reason.
Fulfillment.
It makes us feel good. And the whole point, and this is what everyone gets, every law of attraction teacher, except for maybe one that I know of, they get it all wrong.
Are you going to say something provocative?
I am.
Okay.
Because it's not about the stuff.
Okay.
We make it too much about the stuff.
Yeah.
But if you really listen to Abraham, this thing that Esther Hicks channels.
This is the Abraham in Hicks.
Abraham Hicks.
Yep.
There's one that's like, I consider a pivotal quote from Abraham that says, you need to get to the point where the thing you're looking to attract is just an excuse to feel better.
Mm.
That's all. So that it doesn't even make a difference if you ever get it. Like, you really want that nice, shiny car, but it's not about the nice, shiny car. It's about you feeling so good, imagining yourself driving that nice, shiny car.
Which is what I said in the first segment about spending more time imagining,
exactly,
visualizing, declaring, sharing about it, right?
Exactly.
I also think, Sam, this first point about you get attached to the outcome, which can get in the way, according to Meredith Bissaker's article, I also think that part of it is a lack of trust, a lack of trust in yourself, and a lack of trust or distrust in the universe. Meaning, if you do want that shiny object, there's often a very prescribed way to get it done, including your own prescription of how you believe it's supposed to get done. And that's fine. There's a way to get something done. That's fine. You believe that, or maybe many people do. And at the same time, like you said earlier, life happens.
Right.
So get less attached to the how it's going to happen.
Right.
The you know, steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and get more connected to the journey, feeling good inside the journey,
right,
and you'll get where you're going to get to. Just get connected to the why and being inside of that journey.
And it's a really important thing to keep in mind is, especially whenever you make any intention, there should always be this qualify, and that is this or something better. Because maybe that shiny car, that big house, is not what you end up with, but you end up with something better.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. I love that. And that's why I'm saying when you're attached to the outcome, you're like tight. That's
right.
What I mean about there's a distrust.
It blocks off possibilities.
Yes, exactly.
See, that's the whole thing. It's about being open to the various possibilities of life. I mean, we live in a world where there are so many possibilities for anything. And when we say it can only happen this way with a blue ribbon on top of it on the Sunday and the third week of the month.
Yes.
It makes it really, really difficult to actually allow the universe to bring it to you. Whereas if you just say, I just want this amazing, beautiful car that when I drive it makes me feel great.
Yes.
And you leave it open, then it can come to you a million different ways.
Well, it's funny how you said that, because that segues into number two. Again, we're reading this article from the Huffington Post, 5 Reasons the Law of Attraction Isn't Making You Money by Meredith Bissaker. She says, you're not open to receiving opportunities.
Right.
Because you're stuck in how it's supposed to look. And I'm a really big believer that what gets in the way is a distrust.
A distrust. I wouldn't say so much a distrust, but a lack of trust in life.
Okay.
All right. Life, and it's a lack of trust that in each moment everything is actually perfect.
Yes, yes.
Because we spend too much time judging things as being good or bad.
Yes.
And by judging, we keep putting our own mishigas on top of life.
Yes, that's a New York term, by the way, for our global tribe of disruptors.
Very New York term. It means our own craziness.
Yes.
That your life is really perfect.
Yes.
It's just we don't necessarily see the perfection in the moment.
Yes.
And I say this all the time when I'm coaching people or in my seminars. We've all had experiences throughout our life that at the time we were going through them, we thought, oh my God, this is the most awful, worst, horrible thing that could ever possibly happen to me.
Yes.
And then 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, we look back on that time in our life and we say, oh my God, I grew so much. I learned
yes.
so much. Oh my God, I had so much fun.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, why does it have to take us 20 years to say that? It's because of the judgment we put in on the time. So
yes.
I always tell people, just don't judge it in the moment.
Yes.
Like, just to say, look, this could be bad. This could be good. I don't know. I'll just wait until tomorrow till I can figure it out.
Yeah. And by the way, when you have this paradigm called it's perfect where I am or perfect where everything is, you can still desire something different.
Of course.
The disruption is desire something different. Not from a place of judgment or because something is wrong. It's just because you want to, as you said, you want to continue to feel good. You want to continue to feel fulfilled. And so I'm perfect right now where I am.
Right.
And I also desire whatever it is I desire in my relationship, in my finances, at work, whatever it may be.
Right, right.
So the third reason, Sam, that the article says 5 reasons the law of attraction isn't making you money. The third reason is you're terrified of change.
Oh, big time, big time. The amygdala, which is the what they call the reptilian brain in
yes.
the back of our heads, change equals death to the amygdala.
Okay.
Because, and this goes back evolutionarily millions of years, if we go through the jungle, the safe path through the jungle every
right.
single day,
right.
if we veer off that path just one day, just one step, there could be a tiger, there could be a poisonous spider, there could be something there that kills us.
Yes.
So our amygdala, now that's not our entire brain, that's just a portion of our brain, but our amygdala, its whole design, it's designed to get us to fear change, keep from changing, and not see change in other people also.
Again, I want to keep saying, for me, it's a theme, which is there's a lack of trust. Because yes. I believe everyone listening, and I'm going to say everyone, okay?
Right.
I really believe that all of us, when we're up against it, have always figured it out. I really believe that when we're up against it, our backs are against the wall,
right.
we always, always figure it out. And I think this thing called change.
Or life rescues us.
Okay.
In a way that we never would have expected.
Yes, I gotcha. Number four, Sam, is we don't have or you don't have faith, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four is really what we've been touching on, which is believing. Right, so you set the intention,
right.
fulfillment, and the happiness that you want.
Right, right. And just I want to touch upon one point you said that's so important, that there's more than enough in the universe. We have no clue how abundant the universe is.
Right.
There was a study done 30, 40 years ago. You know, there's an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter.
Yes.
These big, huge rocks. When we figure out how to send probes to just one 5-kilometer asteroid, of which there are thousands and thousands of them, there is more metal, nickel, iron, gold,
right.
silver. One 5-kilometer diameter asteroid, there's more than we have mined on the entire Earth since the beginning of human history. That's just one tiny example of how there is such infinite resources in the universe.
Let me give you number five, then we're going to take a break. Number okay. five is you don't believe that you deserve money. So she's saying you don't believe that you deserve money is another reason that the law of attraction isn't making you money. I think this is controversial, provocative, I'm about to say, which is I believe that sentiment,
mm-hmm.
when you have a conversation in your head called, I don't believe that I deserve money.
Right.
Is based on a past-based paradigm, right? Based on whatever you've done or not done in the past.
No, actually, it has to do with one very key thing, and that's our relationship with our father figure when we were a child.
Holy cow. Okay, hold on. Let me finish my thought and
okay.
then share yours, because I really like yours a lot. One of the things that I say to people is people get caught up in the past of what they've done, what their experience is. I actually think the past is irrelevant. I was a history major at NYU. I was a history major at NYU. So I right. love history.
Yeah.
And this sentiment called you can learn from history, I'm disrupting it. I think the past is irrelevant because in any moment you can create and choose something completely that you want, that you desire. In any moment, it's all made up. Like you said earlier, the studio is made up. This microphone is made up.
Yes.
This show is made up. I didn't have any radio experience in the past. And one day I made a declaration which said, I am choosing to presence my voice, to share my voice, to share myself. And then radio showed up, right?
Right.
That's what I mean about the past being irrelevant, because I could get caught up in saying, well, I've never had radio before. I don't have any radio context. What am I going to do? And then the fear creeps in.
Right. But you see what it is. It's more about the meaning we make from the past. It's what we believe about the past and the meaning we make from it. So it's like, oh, I've never done this, so I must not be good at it, so I can't do
yes.
this, and I can't even try. Whereas if we switch that meaning to one of, well, it's just an unknown to me, I may be great at it, I don't know, let me try, we shift the meaning we make around something, and all of a sudden, worlds of possibility open up for us.
We're going to take a break, Sam. I want to build on your point. You said that the reason why some folks have a conversation in their head called, I don't believe I deserve money, right, is
right.
you said the father figure. We have our Ask a Dudette, Jichelle, coming up. We'll include her in that conversation as well. Before we take break again, I want to mention that we have a podcast, The Dudes of Disruption. It drops every Monday. We are number 8, Sam.
Whoa.
Number 8. We continue to be in the top 10. So I want to thank everyone. Really grateful for everyone supporting and sharing our content. Still to come, we have Giselle in our Ask the Dudette. And then in segment 4, we have Parting Shots. Your phone calls at 212-650-6903.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
All right, you're listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics, your automatic way of being, your automatic way of doing, your automatic way of thinking. Today's show, So What You Want, So What You Want. Little Beastie Boys.
Yeah, hey. Go Beastie Boys.
You can check out the Dudes of Disruption on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also, Coach Nick Papadopoulos. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Today's question of the show is, what do you really want, like really, and why? And notice, I didn't ask you how you're going to do it and what are the steps and all the details around that. That was Let It Be. Paul McCartney once made a statement. He said that a Let It Be for him is a statement about leaving problems behind and moving on in life. Mm-hmm. He said he had a dream about his mother, who's Mother Mary, mm-hmm. Who said, it'll be all right. I'm not sure if she used the words Let It Be, but that was the gist, the sentiment of her share. We have Giselle, who's our Ask a Dudette for this week. Giselle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Welcome to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption.
Hey, Giselle. Thanks for calling
in. Thank
you. Giselle and Sam are friends. So thank you, Sam, for introducing us to Giselle.
Absolutely. She's a wonderful person.
Giselle, do you want to say anything about you so the folks know who you are? Just a quick, here's who I be.
Sure. I am an image consultant in New York City, and I also do energy clearing sessions with people.
Awesome. Sounds good. Giselle, can we start this segment, even though it's all about you, building on the comment that Sam said earlier in the second segment, which I think you heard, when I said some folks have a conversation in their head called, I don't deserve money, or I don't deserve success, or I don't deserve the gifts that are being offered to me from the universe, from the world. Sam said, it's because of the role of the father.
It was because of the relationship the person had with the father figure.
Okay.
Which the father figure could be their sure. actual dad, could be their mom, could be somebody different, whoever played that role in their life, that archetype
yes.
when they were a child.
So what do you say about that, Sam?
So what I say about that is that we often don't understand the importance or the role of our relationship to the father figure and the mother figure in our life. Our father figure rules, in a sense, or dictates our relationship to our father figure, dictates our relationship to money, career, success, finance, business.
Mm-hmm.
Our relationship to our mom dictates relationships, intimate relationships, friendships, coworkers, all kinds of relationships.
Got it.
When we learn to, I don't want to say heal necessarily, but when we learn to align the meaning that we make from those relationships, then things around those, the things that those archetypes dictate, start to flow much more smoothly.
Giselle, what do you think about all that? Sam dropping some wisdom.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I've had an experience this week that's been pretty cool, and it's been kind of popping up over the last 2 months. I used to teach music years ago, and one of the things I talked about when I was younger, like when I was picking careers, I said I wanted to be a musician.
Right.
And my dad's concern was a valid concern. You're not going to make any money. So, you know, he said, I'm asking you to look further and deeper than that and keep going further and further and further, which has taken me wonderful places. And simultaneously, here I am in life this week shopping for a guitar.
All right.
All right.
Simply because it's a place of, I don't need to make money at it,
right.
but it's a self-expression,
right.
and I feel in doing it, it's going to make everything else make sense, be at peace, and be complete.
And Giselle, let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you make music?
Mm.
To me, making music is like being connected to God, connected to Source. Like, anyone who does art, music, writing, anything has some sense that that's not even coming from them. It's coming through them.
Right.
And I think when you're plugged into that, you get to plug into it in, like, all of the areas of your life.
And I believe, Rochelle, that when you're...
Giselle.
Did I call her Rochelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Giselle. I'm sorry. I believe that when you're plugged into that source, that you're connected at that place, the doing and the how you always figure out. I believe as human beings, we don't give ourselves enough credit. Yeah. When you're connected to what it is you want, like crystal clear, and you're inspired by it, right? And you're drawn to it like a magnet. You always figure it out. I actually think the doing is the easy part. We make it more challenging. We make it more complicating.
Right.
I think that's true unless you've figured out how to hand the steering wheel over.
Say more about that.
Like, I'm not in control of steering wheel in life, and I'm very clear about that. I'm clear that I'm like a metal filing on a giant etch-a-sketch board, and my only job is to show up fully wherever I'm put.
Right, and just to allow life to be lived through you.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is for me. It's not a forced doing. I think a lot of people like force this doing, like, now I have to do this.
Right.
Now I have to do this versus looking up into the sky and just saying, put me where you need to put me to make this happen.
Yeah, it reminds me of the commercial. I'm going to show my age a little bit, Sam, but I did turn. This was the big birthday this year. It reminds me when you say the have to is like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. You know, where the guy wakes up at 5:30 in the morning and it's dark and he goes, it's time to make the donuts. Right? Yeah. You know, it's a have to, which actually feels harder. Often could take more time, right? Sap you of your energy versus, hey, I get to do that. It's an opportunity to do that. It's, oh, goody, what can I learn from this, right? Then is drawing you forward, and your level of creativity, your level of innovation is much, much different. Let me ask you this question. You know, I was talking at the beginning of the show about the importance of focusing on what you want, what you're committed to, and why, versus the how and the when or the by when and all the to-do lists that go with it, right? What's your take on that? I mean, do you buy into that? Do you believe that that's important, that order? Because that order is not pretty typical in our culture.
Say that last part of what you were saying one more time.
I believe we are a culture that when we say we have to get something done, we spend less time or no time, and this is both at work with our teams or at home, we spend less time talking about what's the commitment. I mean, like, really, what's the commitment? Getting really clear about what it is that we want and then why do we want it, right? Because it's going to make us feel good. It's going to fulfill us. It's going to fill up our tank. We spend more time on the how and the by when and the details and the to-do list and do this first and do that second. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's important to put those things out there as markers, milestones, a place to get to, but not being attached to it.
Right.
I've been through some experiences with some very difficult things in my health, and there were certain things I did place out there in my future simply as things to pull me forward, but it wasn't necessarily about getting that thing. It was allowing myself to go through the experience of which would pull me to that thing.
Sam said something very similar.
Right.
Yeah,
it's about the journey.
It's all about who you get to experience yourself as in the process. Because bottom line is, whenever you get that XYZ item, you have it. And then what? What, you know, the next thing you know, you're called forward to the next thing. And if you're not enjoying the experience that goes through with that, then you are only getting these momentary moments of satisfaction versus satisfaction the entire time.
Right, exactly. Instead of enjoying the journey, instead of enjoying each step along the way, you get hung up of like, I got to get to the top of that mountain. And right. then it's all about just getting to the top of the mountain and you miss all the beautiful scenery along the way.
Yeah. And I also think my experience, especially with leaders who get caught up in the details and the minutiae, and, you know, we're going to move, you know, we're going to take this organizational chart and move this box over to the left and this box over to the right. What's missing inside of that experience is, why are you doing it in the first place? What is it that you really, really want? What's the commitment that you have for your business? Because I think that when you get clear about that, you still are going to move the boxes. You're going to move a box to the left. You're going to move one to the right. You're going to eliminate a couple of boxes. However, your level of creativity, again, this is just a perspective, your level of creativity goes a lot higher. It's a lot easier to actually move those boxes because you're connected to a higher source, to your source for that matter.
Well, and I think also it's and then Nick, to kind of quote you.
Oh, I like that. You're quoting me.
When you know your higher purpose,
yes,
right, then things flow much more easy, much more naturally. And then as Jachelle said, you're not so worried about being the driver in the driver's seat. You're allowing life to drive you coming through you. But you know, when you're aligned to that higher purpose, not only are you going to still move the box, you're going to move the perfect box to the perfect location at the perfect time and not even question it.
Yes. And when you are clear about your higher purpose and the why, I believe the choices you make just come natural, right? It's just, of course I would make this choice.
Right.
Of course, like you said, I'll move the box to the left or to the right or eliminate or add or whatever the case may be. And the other is, I believe that when you're really, really clear about your why, you're so inspired that you actually, your level of trust in yourself and in the universe skyrockets. Right. And for me, trust is a really, really big distinction. I really do. I think in this game called being fulfilled, I believe trust is a major element. What do you guys think about that? This relationship between trust and being fulfilled. This relationship between trust and producing result, whatever the result is, which could even just be being inside of the journey.
Well, I think Jachelle has some nice insights when it comes to trust.
Yeah, I do. Because I think where that occurs is there's people that know how to stay plugged into, let's say, that light
right.
all the time. And then simultaneously, you're living in a three-dimensional reality. And my experience is that a lot of times, because I know myself as a multidimensional being, I find that people that are stuck in the 3D box of doing are constantly trying to pull me over to only 3D.
I gotcha. Let me ask you guys this question before we go to break. Give me, if you got one each, some of this conversation, Jachelle, we've been talking about contextually as, you know, one way to contextually package it would be, it's the law of attraction, right? I mean, you could relate to it or refer to our conversation in many ways. That's just one way. Inside of the law of attraction, what's one myth for each of you to share? What's a myth about the law of attraction? What is it not?
I'll go back to what I said before. It's not about getting the stuff. It's about how we feel along the way. And when we put too much emphasis on the stuff and not how we feel along the way, we totally miss the point.
Mm, got it.
Jachelle?
She's deep in thought.
I think I am deep in thought.
She is.
Because I think one of the myths is there's people that blow it off as airy-fairy fairy dust.
Right.
Versus allowing them to really sit in the wonder and magic of that.
Right.
And allowing it to unfold. And that doesn't mean you just get to sit there and meditate on it and then think it's going to show up in 5 seconds.
Yes.
There's appropriate action to take with it. But I think, especially adults, getting them back present to that magic of the imagination and getting clear.
Right.
Really having clarity about that thing it is that you want.
Yes. And I said in the first segment, part of the disruption today is for folks to spend more time imagining, visualizing, getting connected to why they want something, what's important to them, right? So they get inspired, right? So there's this emotional connection that draws them forward, because often, especially when we're, you know, when we're going for things and we're committed to things, there are many times when we don't feel like doing something.
Right.
And feelings can then get in the way. If you're clear about what you want and why you want it, the feelings also become irrelevant. I mean, they're there, but they become irrelevant. It's like, I'm tired. I don't feel like getting up today. Yeah, but this is what I'm doing, or here's why I'm doing it, right? This is what's going to get created that's very, very different than it is today. Jachelle, thank you so much for being on the show. How can folks get in touch with you?
They can reach me at www.jachelle.com. That's J-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Awesome. Will you be on the show again? Because we enjoyed having you.
I would love to be on the show again.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome Sunday. Awesome rest of the weekend and start to the week.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks so much for calling in, Jachelle.
Okay, up next, we have our parting shots. Please send in your online comments. We'll be right back. All right, this is Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. We are live every Sunday on WHCR, WHCR.org, 90.3 FM. We have a podcast that drops every Monday on iTunes and on Podomatic. It's Dudes of Disruption. We are number 8. Yes, yes, yes. That was Aerosmith, Dream On. That was actually their very first song. And regarding the meaning of that song, Steven Tyler, the lead singer of the song, said it's about the hunger to be someone. Dream until your dreams come true. Dream big. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? I mean, I think sometimes people refuse to dream big because they don't want to get disappointed, or they're not sure how it's going to happen. And I believe, I have proof personally, and I have proof with clients that I coach or teams that I work with in companies, that when teams just make it up and they really believe in it and they know why they're doing it, magic happens.
Right, and they feel good about it.
And they feel great about it. Yeah, exactly. I know it always goes back to the fulfillment.
Yeah.
I love
that.
You keep driving that point home, and I love it.
Yeah. No, it's because it's all about the feeling. You know what? Because we feel with our whole being. We feel with our body. Our body doesn't lie to us.
Yes.
And when we feel it in our heart, we feel it in our soul, we feel it in our body, you know it.
Yes.
You know it, and nothing can stop it.
Yep.
So that's why I keep coming back to the feeling, because it's so, so important. And in general, this society, we tend to be disconnected to our feelings in some ways, our real feelings. I'm saying pay attention to your body, feel how it feels in your body, and you'll know instantly.
Yep. Love it. So, Sam, we're on parting shots. So why don't you just continue just laying down some wisdom?
So my parting shot is, law of attraction, it's a great thing. It's not about getting the stuff. It's about feeling so good in the process, it almost doesn't matter if you ever get it.
Mm.
Because when we feel that good, our brain creates neural pathways that allow for new options and new possibilities. We become more creative. We explore more. We become more playful, more joyful. And you know what? We only have so much time here on this earth. Let's enjoy as much of it as we possibly can.
Yeah, love that. That's Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. How can folks get in touch with you, Sam?
You can go to my website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And I also have an online radio show every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern time on talkradio.nyc.
Awesome. Sam is a friend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate you inviting me back.
Yep. My parting shot is, I mentioned Sam a few minutes ago, I think it was in the third segment, that I was a history major at NYU. Right. And I was going for my teacher certification program because I really wanted to be a teacher. And it's interesting because I stopped it. I disrupted that. In the middle of my teacher certification at NYU, I think it was my junior year, end of my junior year, I stopped.
Yeah.
And I had my reasons why. I gave my reasons. Not enough money, you know, I'm not sure I can connect with high school students or whatever it may be. And they were valid reasons, nothing invalid, right?
Right.
And it's interesting because I spent the next, you know, 12, 13 years being in business. And the thing that I constantly migrated towards was training people and and developing people.
Being a teacher.
Being a teacher. And it's really interesting because, you know, people call me Coach Nick today. I did not make up Coach Nick. It was those teams during those 12, 13 years where I was managing people. They called me Coach Nick because they saw my desire, my passion, how easy it came to me of what I really wanted. And guess what? I kept denying that, denying those signs. Like you said, your body's going to tell you.
Right.
You know, I was denying what I was spending my time on, what my eye was on. And it's interesting, when my last company, sort of midway through my career, got acquired and I was looking for my next gig, all of a sudden, I mean, the universe had to knock me over the head. About eight people came to me and said, hey, can you coach me while you look for your next opportunity? And then this company came to me and said, you know, would you do a talk for a couple of hours? And then I did, and literally everything that could go right went right. And the CEO at the end of the meeting said, I want you to do this for my team once a month, and I want you to coach six more people. All of a sudden, I was in business. And it took almost, like I said, almost a dozen plus years for me to finally get, and all the signs were there, both in my body and around me, that teaching was my calling. And so the last dozen years, I've been a coach. I've been a facilitator. Being on this radio show, I consider myself being a teacher, if you will. And
I'll just make a point, because that's who you are.
Yes.
That's your being, not your doing.
Exactly. And so I'm less concerned about the result. Right. For me, my being is about being in contribution. It's about awakening people. It's about disrupting the automatic ways of being, thinking, and doing that no longer serve us. That's what my eye is on, and that's what I'm committed to. And that's the offer I want to give folks out there, which is you know what you want. You really do. And you really know why it is. Trust that it's going to all work out. It always has. You've been listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. Sam Leibowitz has been here in studio. This is the Dudes of Disruption. We are back next Sunday on WHCR, WHCR.org, 90.3 FM. We are here at 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. We have a podcast that drops on Monday, Dudes of Disruption, on iTunes and on Podomatic. And we end every show with a Hall of Fame disruptor. That's Dr. Seuss. We've been doing this for 103 episodes. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.